groaning caused by the pains of life is designed to prompt us to an eternal spiritual perspective.
Dr. Tony Evans says your groans of pain will be heard and answered.
If you are collapsing at the situations you are feeling right now, you have somebody who loves you enough and cares enough about you to intervene with your soul ache.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Many of us groan in discomfort when we're going through a difficult experience. And it's in those times that we can see the Holy Spirit step into our lives to intervene, comfort, and refocus us. Today, Dr. Evans takes a look at this significant and encouraging quality of God's Holy Spirit. Let's join him as he begins.
All of us know what it's like to hear the groans of a woman in labor. The aches and the pains that are associated with childbirth. Those groanings are bad news in a good situation. It hurts. But the reason why it hurts is because something new is being birthed. The reality is that life hurts. All of us would love a life with no pain, no anguish, and no sorrow. But if you've lived long enough, you know that life hurts. There are those times in life when you groan because of what has come upon you, circumstances that have affected you and infected you, and it causes you to groan. In Romans chapter 8, we discover another ministry of the Holy Spirit. And this is the ministry of intercession. He is by name an intercessor. An intercessor is someone who appeals to someone else on behalf of a situation or another person. They are a go-between. They're like a lawyer who represents a client as he pleads their case before a judge or a jury. They are interceding in a situation because there's trouble, there's difficulty. He speaks, beginning in verse 18, about suffering, the pain of negative circumstances hitting you and overwhelming you, the trials of life that are oppressing you. He says, I consider that the suffering of this present time, the things that we go through in this life and in this world. He starts off by telling us that suffering, pain, in fact, groaning, is part of the created order. Look at verse 22. For we know the whole creation groans and suffers the pain of childbirth together until now. So you see, he relates the groaning of childbirth to the groaning of creation. We've all seen creation groan. This is a theological way and a spiritual way to understand earthquakes and tsunamis and hurricanes and medical pandemics and viruses that seem to come out of nowhere, wreaking havoc in our lives and in the natural world order. He says those are not merely just events. That's the groaning of creation. Creation is in pain. So we are part of something much bigger. He's going to talk to you and me personally, but he wants you to know that to live in this world is to live in a world that groans. But he says the groaning that you see in creation is like a woman groaning in childbirth. And a woman only groans in childbirth because something is coming down the pike. Something is being birthed. If you only see the suffering and you miss spiritually and theologically looking at the birth, then you will only see the pain and you may miss the purpose. He says creation is in an upheaval. And this leads him to verse 23. And not only this, but also we ourselves, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our body. Okay? You see the word groan? He goes from creation groan to personal groan. We know what it is to groan at financial calamity, to groan at our own sickness or personal losses, to groan at disappointments with people or with ourselves, with our careers, with dreams that are dashed, and they cause us to ache within ourselves. This is, you might call this a soul ache. Because when you ache within yourself, that means it's getting down to your bosom, or as I like to say, it's getting down to your gizzard. It's collapsing your inside, and you are groaning. In the midst of this groaning, he says there is the Holy Spirit, the third member of the Trinity, who has a responsibility when you are collapsing in your soul. So if you are collapsing at the circumstances that you've seen all around us or the situations you are feeling right now, Romans 8 is for you. Because if you are a believer, you have somebody who loves you enough and cares enough about you to intervene on your behalf with your soul ache. It may have been external circumstances causing it, but it's ripping at the very fiber of your being, and you're having an internal hurricane, an internal pandemic, an internal tsunami, because it's ripping at the core of your being. He says, in the midst of this, in the midst of your groaning, we are waiting eagerly, verse 23 says, for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. He says, creation groans like a woman giving birth. We groan for the redemption of our bodies. In other words, groaning caused by the pains of life that produce the soul aches within us is designed to prompt us and promote us and refocus us to an eternal spiritual perspective. If you fail, if I fail, if we fail to allow the groanings to recalibrate our perspective, then we will not experience the benefit of the intercessor, the work of the Holy Spirit, joining us in our pain, in our problem, and in our groans. For example, in Romans 8, verse 6, for the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. The mindset on the flesh, if you're looking at life only through a human physical lens, then you are operating in a funeral home. You're living life in a funeral home or maybe in a cemetery. Can you imagine living in a funeral home? Living in a cemetery? He says, if your mind is only focused on the human limitations of life, then you are living your life. Far too many Christians, because he's writing to Christians, live their Christian lives in a funeral home. That is, they live in the realm of death. That is, not experiencing God's reality because of where they are thinking and how they are looking. God will allow groaning to force us to look at things at another level from a different perspective. He says, but the mindset on the spirit is life and peace. It's like walking outside of a funeral home on a bright sunny day, hearing the birds sing and chirp, having a nice breeze blow by you, seeing the flowers bloom, and you only can say, what a beautiful day, because you're surrounded by life. You're not in the funeral home. The mindset on the flesh, the physical realities of life void of God, you will live your life miserably, even as a Christian, because you can't get away from the groaning. It's built into creation. But if your mindset is of the spirit, that is, you are looking at things spiritually, you now have divine help as you work yourself through the groan, like the mother working herself through the pushing of labor to get the baby out.
Dr. Evans will have more on how the Holy Spirit intercedes for us when he continues our message in just a moment. First, though, I want to let you know that Tony has authored a book and companion Bible study that go hand in hand with the material he's examining today. It's called The Power of the Holy Spirit's Names. These resources focus on who the Holy Spirit is and how he operates. In them, you learn how to experience the fullness of the Holy Spirit in your own life, recognizing he's a person to be related to, not just a helpful power source to be called upon. So what does it take to develop an intimate personal relationship with the Holy Spirit? How can you experience the divine assistance God offers to believers through his helper? Find the answers by getting a copy of Tony's 2-volume 12-message audio collection, The Names of the Holy Spirit, on CD or digital download, and his brand new book and Bible study, The Power of the Holy Spirit's Names. For a limited time, we're offering this entire 3-resource package as our gift to you in appreciation for your generous contribution to help support Tony's ministry here on this station. Just visit us today at tonyevans.org or call 1-800-800-3222, make your contribution, and let us send you this package as our thank you gift. Once again, that's tonyevans.org, or call us any time of the day or night at 1-800-800-3222. Well, Dr. Evans will come back with more of today's lesson right after this.
Have you noticed how mean the world has become? The vitriol, the lack of civility? Well, that's why we've initiated Kindness in the Culture.
Through the use of innovative and customizable kindness cards, Dr. Tony Evans says it's easy to reach out to people you meet who need a reminder that someone cares.
Ask God to guide you at least once a week to show kindness to someone who needs a kind word spoken or a kind act done. And with this card, they will be reminded that kindness does matter, and hopefully they'll pass it on to someone else as well.
In addition, Tony's powerful book, Hope for the Hurting, offers just the kind of encouragement someone suffering hurt or loss needs to make it through their day and discover a lasting peace.
You know, life is full of needs and struggles, disappointments. I know personally what that feels like. We want to help you do an act of kindness for someone by making available to them our book and Bible study, Hope for the Hurting. This will give them the comfort of God as they deal with the struggles of life.
For a limited time and only while supplies last, we're making the Hope for the Hurting book and Bible study available to anyone who sends a gift of any amount. Visit tonyevans.org to make your request. To maximize the reach of this Hope for the Hurting kindness campaign, we need to limit this special offer to only one per person. Contact us today at tonyevans.org.
Ask for your copy of Hope for the Hurting to encourage someone else. It's time for Kindness in the Culture.
To take advantage of Tony's special Hope for the Hurting, Kindness in the Culture offer, we ask that you include a minimum gift of $5 to help defray shipping and handling. Find out more at tonyevans.org. And now let's return to today's message.
He goes on in verse 26. In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses. For we do not know how to pray as we should. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. You know when you're hurting because you can't even get it out. You're making sounds. Maybe you're just going, He says it is at that point what Paul calls in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 a great ordeal of affliction. When life crashes in and you are oppressed from every side, I wish I could tell you life won't collapse. I can tell you personally, as you can tell me personally, life does collapse. And that must cause you, me, and us, because God is allowing it to force us to engage with our intercessor, the Holy Spirit. And then verse 27, and he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes, the intercessor intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Oh, this is rich theology that's practical. When you are hurting, because it's practical when you're in pain, but you don't know how to pray, it's not that you don't want to pray. It's not that you're not trying to pray. You just don't know what to say. You don't know how to say it. You can't put the words together. God seems too far away for even for you to make contact. I've got good news. You have somebody praying with you and for you when you can't even pray for yourself. Isn't that good news? That the Holy Spirit groans with your groaning. When you go, he puts heavenly communication to it in order to deliver it to the Father. Notice what he says. He, God, verse 27, who searches the hearts, knows the mind of what the Spirit is. So wait a minute. The Spirit is listening to your groan, and God is listening to the Spirit communicating with him about your groan. I don't know if you caught that. All you can say is, All you can do is hurt. You want to make contact with God. It's not that you're not praying at all. It's that you don't know how to pray. You don't know. All you can say is help, because you don't even know how to put together your feelings. He says you have an intercessor. Now, this is interesting because Hebrews 7:25 says Jesus lives to make intercession for us. Oh, we got the whole Trinity up in here. The Father is searching the Spirit intercedes, but Jesus is the intercessor. Let me put it this way. When you are groaning because life hurts and creation has caught up with you, what the Holy Spirit does is he creates a vocabulary that fits the environment that needs to hear it that you can't articulate. Every Sunday at our church, we have those who do sign language for those who need it. These are people who need visibly the words to be communicated to them so they can understand what I am saying, because they're not getting the ability to clearly get it from me. So the folks who know and understand the language use their hands to communicate to those who need it what I am saying. Those who know sign language intercede between me and those who need signing so that they can get what is being given. The signers are intercessors. They are the in-between representatives between me and who need the ministry. You have somebody who understands you, but also understands heaven. And when you are groaning, he puts it in heavenly language. Jesus Christ, who intercedes for us, Hebrews 7:25, then can take it and deliver it to the Father, who searches the mind of the Spirit. I want you to read in detail. We don't have time to go over it now, but 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 to 16. It talks about how the Spirit and God know each other so well. In fact, I saw one wife look at her husband a certain kind of way, and all the husband said was, "I heard that." She didn't say a word. But she didn't, because the relationship was so intimate that the look made a whole sentence. When you're in a foreign country and you don't know the language, you need an interpreter. You need somebody who can be an intercessor between you and between the people you're trying to talk to, so that there's communication taking place. When you don't know how to communicate in the weaknesses of life, Paul was struggling with the sin in Romans chapter 7. Not a sin that he wanted, a sin that he wanted to get rid of. But he was struggling so deep, he even cries out, "Who shall deliver me?" I mean, he's groaning in such pain. That's when he writes chapter 8, coming after chapter 7, about the role of the Spirit's intercession. In fact, if you love the Lord, you're probably praying more than you know you're praying. So you may think you're praying only when you're formal or only when you're verbal. He says, no, you're praying when you're groaning. So I got good news. You're praying when you don't know you're praying, because the groan from the heart, he says, from the heart, not mere words. He doesn't just want to hear mere words. Isaiah 29:13 says God's not interested in just rote, empty words, but when the heart is crying out for God. He says that's a prayer, because the Holy Spirit takes the heart and creates a heavenly vocabulary to deliver it to a foreign country. Heavenly places, the spiritual realm. So God has clear understanding of what you meant by Lord, have mercy. Help. However that groan, that, and sometimes it's the shaking of the head, because it's often inaudible. You're in too much pain to say anything. You're just closing your eyes and gritting your teeth, because you're hurting so bad. Sometimes the groan is reflected in tears, where all you can do is weep and hurt. Well, I want you to know that that form of praying, because you're trying to reach God, you're trying to communicate with Him, even though you can't articulate it clearly, is not being missed by God Almighty, because of the Spirit, He says, that dwells in you.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking about how the Holy Spirit clearly communicates our needs to God, even when we're at a loss for words. What you've been listening to today is part of Tony's current series called The Names of the Holy Spirit. As I mentioned earlier, we're making this 2-volume, 12-message collection available to you on CD or digital download, along with his brand new book and Bible study, The Power of the Holy Spirit's Names. They're our gift to you when you help us keep Tony's teaching on this station with your kind donation. Just visit TonyEvans.org to get your copy of this powerful package. You'll find a link with all the details right on the homepage. And while you're there, take a moment to sign up for Tony's free weekly email devotional. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Or call us at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our friendly team members assist you. Our resource center is open 24/7, so call anytime. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. Well, tomorrow, Dr. Evans will continue this exploration of the Holy Spirit's role as our intercessor, the one who speaks on our behalf to God. Be sure to join us for that. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.